the iconic Eiffel Tower, a global symbol of Paris and one of the world's most visited landmarks, faced an unexpected closure on Monday as employees staged a strike in protest against financial management issues. The strike, organized to denounce the financial management practices of the tower's operator, SEAT, could potentially be prolonged, union representatives warned. SEAT acknowledged the disruption on its website, notifying prospective visitors that tours of the monument would be affected on Monday. The operator advised individuals with pre-booked tickets to consult their website for updates or consider rescheduling their visits. E-ticket holders were instructed to monitor their email inboxes for further instructions. This marks the second instance of strike action at the Eiffel Tower in the span of 2 months, with both protests centered around grievances regarding financial mismanagement by SEAT. Unions have vocally criticized the company's business model, alleging an overestimation of future visitor numbers coupled with an underestimation of construction expenses. Image credits to the owner via www.expressandstar.com. The Eiffel Tower, Paris's foremost attraction, typically draws nearly 7 million visitors annually, with approximately three-quarters of them hailing from abroad, according to data provided on its official website. Although visitor numbers experienced a significant downturn during the COVID-19 pandemic due to closures and travel restrictions, they rebounded to 5.9 million in 2022. With Paris slated to host the Olympic Games this summer, a surge in visitor numbers to the city is anticipated, further amplifying the significance of the ongoing dispute. In a joint statement issued by the CGT and FO unions, a plea was made to the city of Paris to demonstrate pragmatism in addressing financial concerns to safeguard the future of both the monument and its operating entity. As negotiations continue between unions and management, the closure of the Eiffel Tower underscores the broader implications of labor disputes on cherished cultural icons and the tourism industry at large. iturbonews.com